It's the web's only podcast completely devoted to daily fantasy sports. Welcome to the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Here's your host, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what is going on? Happy Black Friday to you. It is the day after Thanksgiving and the podcast returns. Why, you ask? I probably could have taken the day off. But you know what? There's tons of football going on today, tomorrow, and on Sunday. So I got to come into the podcast and give you the picks. We thank you for tuning us in. It's the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix presented by Daily Joust. I am Dan Bach, and I'm happy to be here with a nice full stomach still from a great Thanksgiving meal yesterday. But don't worry about braving the mess that is going to be the malls just to save like $10 on a DVD player. I mean, come on, guys. Sit back, enjoy some football today, and get some action in on Daily Fantasy. And I've got the picks today to help you out, to give you some winning teams this weekend in college and professional football. So I'm just going to jump right into it. Let's go with our college picks first. I've been doing pretty well in college football the last few weeks on Draft Street and on Daily Joust, so here are some picks for you on each of the following sites. A lot of these picks are probably good for both the sites, but I'll talk a little bit more about them as we get rolling. First guy I'm going to go with at the quarterback position, Andrew Luck of Stanford against Notre Dame. Price-wise, $16,000 on Draft Street, $177,000 on Daily Joust, which is a pretty good deal over there if you ask me. Now, he hasn't been great the last few weeks. He hasn't been bad, but he hasn't been great. So it's not surprising that his price has come down a little bit. Now, this game versus Notre Dame is big for a lot of reasons, and one of those is the Heisman Trophy is still wide open. And there's little doubt in my mind that Andrew Luck's going to put together a good game in this game that's going to be spotlighted. It's going to be in the headlines. A lot of people are going to be watching it. In Notre Dame, they've got to go out west in a game which I think is going to be a high-scoring affair. I think we're going to see more of a shootout in this one. So I'm guessing Andrew Luck, look for him to go for 3 touchdowns on the weekend. And I really like the matchup for him against Notre Dame. And like I said, don't forget that Heisman Trophy is wide open right now. This is one of the most wide open years we've had, and I think Luck kind of, I don't want to say cements himself as the leader, but if he has a monster game here, it might put him back up on top because everybody and their sister, I guess, loves Notre Dame. Next guy I'm going to give you is a bit of a cheaper option at the quarterback position, and I think this is more of a play on Draft Street than Daily Joust, simply because I certainly wouldn't want this guy to anchor my team at quarterback if I only have one to choose from. And his name is Keith Price. He's the quarterback at Washington. They take on Washington State, and he's the minimum salary on drafts on Daily Joust, $120,000, and $9,000 on Draft Street. And the reason he's so cheap is that he's been hurt the last couple of weeks. So his stats are way down. Now, he's played a little bit in those games, but he's been hurt. But Steve Sarkisian came out and basically said, you know what, he is good to go. He is looking as good as I've seen in a long time. And this Washington offense moves the ball way better when he is at the quarterback position. Now, Washington State, this is a rivalry game. They call it the Apple Cup. And I expect both teams' offenses to put up some points. And then one way to look at that, over-under, 65 in this game versus these two teams. And the thing about that as well is, you know, in the past, that's a good indicator of how many points are going to be scored. Usually, you don't have quarterbacks in a matchup with an over-under of 65 going for this cheap. So look for him to have a big game. Look for Washington's offense to get back rolling. They've struggled the last couple weeks. But I think he and running back Chris Polk for Washington is going to be a good bet to have a good game this week. So like Keith Price of Washington against Washington State. Under the running backs, I went with this guy last week, and he didn't do that well for me. But he almost did, and it's Kendall Lawrence. He's the running back from Missouri. They take on Kansas. He costs $8,500 on Draft Street, $109,000 on Daily Joust. The bottom line is Kansas sucks. They are as bad of a team as you are going to find in college football, so I fully expect Missouri to run up the score in this game. It's the last time that these two are probably going to play for quite some time with Missouri moving to the SEC. Now, 106 yards and a touchdown versus Texas is what Lawrence put on the board. And Texas has a very good rush D, so that was impressive. Now, last week versus Texas Tech, he had 94 yards and was about to go in for another touchdown, but fumbled pretty much on the goal line. So if he doesn't fumble in that situation, he probably pays himself off last week. But against this lousy of a defense, you got to be surprised if he doesn't go for over 100 and at least one touchdown and hopefully two. So Kendall Lawrence of Kansas, like him on both Joust and Draft Street. The other guy is my super stud of the week. Doesn't take a genius to pick Trent Richardson versus Auburn. 17K on Draft Street and 263K on Daily Joust. I mean, he's the surest thing there is in terms of running backs in college football. And he's just, the bottom line, he's a stud. And he's definitely still got a shot at this Heisman Trophy, especially because you look at Bama, they are in the driver's seat for this national championship game. So with that on the line, there's little doubt in my mind that Alabama's going to not just beat Auburn, but they're going to destroy them, and Nick Saban may even run up the score a bit, especially after the tough loss they had against Auburn last year in this rivalry game. In fact, 300 yards rushing is what the Auburn defense have allowed to Georgia, and they also are allowed 220 to Ole Miss. Now, neither of those two teams have a running back anywhere near the caliber of Trent Richardson, so I'd expect him to go for like 175 and two TDs this week. He's expensive, but if you can fit him in, especially in maybe a high-cap contest where you got a little more leeway, I think Trent Richardson's a smart play again. Moving to the wide receiver position, if you listen to this podcast, you know one of the names I often take is Mohamed Sanu, and I'm back on him this week. Now, last Saturday, I avoided him, and I'm glad I did because he did not have a great game, but I expect him to fully bounce back against a UConn team that is not defend the pass all that well. UConn's given up over 400 yards passing three times this year, so there's a good chance that Sanu is going to get his usual 100 yards and 10 receptions, and hopefully he can find the end zone. So I like him to bounce back after a rough week, and the price, you can't go wrong on Daily Joust, $97,000, and he's going for $12K on Draft Street. The next guy is Derek Rogers of Tennessee. They go against Kentucky, $166K on Joust, $13.5 on Draft Street. Kind of expensive, I understand that, but this guy has really been a solid producer at the wide receiver position for Tennessee. Tyler Bray, their quarterback, looks like he is finally back for them. And Rodgers is by far the biggest target for him. Now, despite their good effort last week, Kentucky is not that great defensively. And I fully expect Tennessee to air it out on Saturday. Rodgers, he's gone for 350 yards over his last three games with three touchdowns. So I see him having another big effort against a pretty soft opponent in Kentucky. Last guy is A.J. Jenkins of Illinois against Minnesota. About $11,000 on Draft Street, $76K, a nice bargain there on Daily Joust. Now, I really like him this week against a very questionable defense of the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Jenkins earlier in the year, I mean, he was one of the most expensive wide receivers out there because he just had some monster games early on. So the value right now, especially on Joust at $76K, is enormous. And he hasn't put up spectacular numbers in a while, but this might be the week where he actually looks like that wide receiver that was catching 12 balls for 200 yards and two touchdowns. He might do that. And even if he doesn't, at the price, it's worth the risk. 76K is just too cheap to pass on him this week against an inferior opponent in Minnesota. Moving on to tight ends, going to give you one that I like, and that's Orson Charles of Georgia. He goes for $5,000 on Daily Joust, $56K, or $5,000 on Draft Street, $56K on Daily Joust. And last week I went against Georgia Tech versus the Duke tight end, Cooper Helfert, and Helfert ended up scoring two touchdowns. So I think there's a pretty good chance that Orson Charles is going to have a good game just based on that and the fact that he is one of the better receivers that Georgia team has. So I like Orson Charles this week. If you want to look at a couple of other options, Drake Dunsmore is actually pretty cheap on Joust this week, and Michael Agnew against Kansas is probably a good play, and I like his price on Draft Street. Moving on to the team defenses, the two I'm only going to give you one this week on the team defenses. The minimum salary, I like to, save my money for wide receivers, tight ends, and quarterbacks, but I don't like spending a lot on the team defense. And this week, I'm rolling against Munchie. That's right. Last week, I rolled with Munchie. This week, I'm going against him as I got Syracuse going against Cincinnati. They are only 45,000. The Cuse have a decent enough defense anyway, but when they're going against Munch, who's going to go to the Orange Dome, kind of a tough playing situation, playing experience for him with that crowd and that dome. I fully expect Syracuse to pretty much put the clamps down against Cincinnati. So rolled with Munchie last week and paid the price. Not going to make that mistake twice. So those are my college football picks for this weekend. Make sure you check it out. Even if you're listening to this on Friday morning, plenty of action over there on Daily Joust with just some Friday contests as well. So that's it for our college football. So you hear me talk about these solo contests. Make sure you jump in them for college football. Hopefully there's some left out there. Easy money, folks. I'm giving you great picks here. You can use them and you can make some dough on these solos where you're only going against the house. You don't even have to worry about playing sharks like myself out there. It's a great way for you to even learn the game if you're pretty new into any of these sports. They offer them in hockey. They offer them in football. They offer them in college basketball. And Daily Joust is the one place you need to go to catch those solo contests. Now, Joust still has this great promotion going. If you're a high-stakes player, they still have some no-rate contests going on for the month of November. It is not over. So if you want to play a $100 game, guess what? It's going to cost you $100 to get in, and you're going to win $200. That means those guys at Joust are getting nothing. So what an awesome promotion for you high-stakes players. It's only in contests over $100, but there are plenty of people out there, and I've even jumped in a few. Simply because of the rake has been cheap. Now, luckily, it hasn't destroyed my bankroll, and I haven't lost them. But I'm even giving them a try simply because the value is too good on those right now. So do check them out. They're a great sponsor of this podcast and good friends of to the Daily Fantasy community, and they got a great product. It's DailyJoust.com.
Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game.
So how'd your picks go on Thursday's games? I did all right. Not a perfect week or anything along those lines, but I think I made enough money on Thursday to give me some extra play money on Sunday here in the NFL. And here are the guys that I'm going to be focusing on. Let's start out with Ben Roethlisberger at the quarterback position going against Kansas City. Never really thought I'd see this, but Pittsburgh is definitely a pass-first offense these days. And I think they're going to take advantage of the questionable secondary of the Chiefs. And if you look at Roethlisberger's recent numbers, he's gone over 300 yards in three of the last four games, has seven touchdowns over that span. I do fear a blowout a little bit in this, and hopefully Big Ben can get his numbers before they grind out the clock. But based on the value, I mean, he's not a top three costing quarterback this weekend, so I think he could give you that type of production. So I like the matchup. I like the price. I like Ben Roethlisberger. Now, next guy, Sam Bradford against Arizona. I've been riding Bradford as my like number two QB a lot this year. Results have not been great, I'm not going to lie there. But I'm still convinced this kid can play the quarterback position well. So instead of learning my lesson and keeping away from him, I'm going to go back to the well once again as he goes against a pretty pathetic defense in the Cardinals. And his price is too good. I mean, on Draft Street, he's under $9,000. In that situation, that's where I'd play a guy like Sam Bradford, or possibly in a guaranteed prize pool field where you need to get lucky in a few cheaper options. But I think there's a chance for him to have one of his better games. He went for 255 passing the last time these two teams faced, but didn't have any touchdowns. Hopefully he can finally put together a multi-touchdown game. I'm still shocked he hasn't done it. But for the price, I mean, when you're under $9,000 on Draft Street, it doesn't take a whole lot for you to pay yourself off. So I like Sam Bradford as like a QB2 this week. On to the running back position, Chris Johnson going against the Buccaneers. And Tampa's one of the few teams who have a rush defense that even CJ could get loose against, because we've definitely learned anybody who's worth a flip on defense, you don't take Chris Johnson. But Tampa doesn't fall into that category. And the price, if you look at him across the board on most of the sites, pretty decent. He's not a top five running back option this week in terms of what it's going to cost on your salary cap. But just like Indy a few weeks ago, the situation's too good to pass, and he came through in that game against Indianapolis, so I think he'll do it again against Tampa this weekend. Next guy, Steven Jackson, also going against Arizona. Jackson has gone over 100 yards in three out of his last four games and had a monster 130-yard game versus the Cardinals a couple weeks ago. He actually has three receptions or more in six out of the last seven games, so in those PPR formats, he kind of gives you a little bit of a bump there. Now, he's not cheap, but he's not in the realm of LeSean McCoy, Arian Foster, Matt Forte, so he's kind of a nice mid-range guy, which I think he's going to give you some solid production. He's definitely the bell cow there for the Rams. And my super sleeper of the week, Donald Brown of Indy going against Carolina. The Panthers' defense is so pathetic versus the run that they make bad to average quarterback look like, or running backs look like studs. So as long as Donald Brown gets the carries this week, I'm pretty confident he'll convert with some nice yardage and probably a touchdown. If you look at it, though, the last few games, he's been getting double-digit carries, and he's been doing okay with them. So I think that he's going to get the ball more than DeLon Carter. Now, obviously, if Joseph Addai is healthy and goes, you're not going to start Donald Brown, but I don't see that being the case this week. I'm not sure if I'd have him anchor my two running back lineup, but if you got a flex position, he might be a good guy to throw in there because he's not going to cost you a whole lot of money. Moving on to the wide receiver position, Roddy White taking him this week, and they go against Minnesota. He finally looked like the Roddy White of old last week, so hopefully he's back to being good again. And the Vikings, they're pretty decent against the run, so I think there's a decent chance that you'll see Matt Ryan try and air it out some more. And since this game is in the Georgia Dome, pretty good chance he'll play well since he's much better at home. So Roddy White, I like him this Sunday. DeSean Jackson, he might be a punk, but it's a really good matchup for him against a very poor secondary of the New England Patriots. And their pass defense has been so bad this year. And the Eagles, the good thing they got going for them is they'll probably be playing from behind here, so they'll have to probably air it out some more. Jackson had a nice game last week, and I don't know if it had anything to do with it being Vince Young instead of Michael Vick. I really don't think it matters, to be honest with you. He's a big play guy. He's going to have great games, and he's going to have bad games. And let's cross our fingers that this is a great game for him. And considering the points that probably are going to be scored in the lousy defense, I'm going to hedge myself and say that DeSean Jackson's going to have one of those nice games, over 100 yards and a touchdown on Sunday. My super sleeper of the week, Mario Manningham. He had a stinker of a game last week versus Philly, but this matchup versus New Orleans should be a shootout. Now, New Orleans, they don't have the best secondary. They really rely on a lot of blitzing to get to the quarterbacks and kind of throw off the tempo of the offense, but that means a lot of one-on-one coverage for Manningham, and I think he excels in that situation. He hasn't had any monster games. I don't think he's gone over 100 yards receiving yet this season, but he has had touchdowns in three out of the last four games. I think there's a pretty good chance he's going to get one on Sunday. So if you're looking for like a cheaper option who still has a good potential of getting in that end zone and having a nice game, I think it's going to be Mario Manningham. Moving on to the tight ends, this week I'm giving you Fred Davis of Washington versus Seattle. I really hate taking high-priced tight ends. I know Gronkowski and Jimmy Graham usually pay for themselves pretty well, but Fred Davis falls into that not too expensive but not super cheap, and if you look at it, pretty consistent. He's had five or more receptions in half of his games this year, so I like the consistency. He hasn't scored over the past four games, so maybe he's due for a touchdown here. And Seattle, it's not going to be an easy matchup for Washington, but Fred Davis might be a good, you know, easy option for Rex Grossman this week instead of trying to, spend the time to throw the ball deep downfield to a wide receiver. So Fred Davis, like him this weekend. And for my team defenses, I got two of them. One is pretty obvious, the Steelers versus Kansas City. I mean, anybody see Tyler Palco last week? He was just awful. There's no reason the Chiefs, there is a big reason the Chiefs claimed Kyle Orton, and that's because Palco sucks. So under no uncertain terms is, Steelers are a great play this weekend, and you know they're going to swarm the hell out of them. So I really look for them to get some turnovers, and even though they're going to be expensive, they'll probably pay themselves off on Sunday. And the other one, which is a little cheaper option for you, is Oakland versus Chicago. And this looks like a good spot for the Raiders. Not only do they have the Bears coming all the way out west in this matchup, but Jay Cutler goes down to injury, so they have Caleb Haney at quarterback. So you have to imagine, especially if the Raiders can get any sort of lead and make the Bears come from behind, that they're going to force Haney into some turnovers. And for the price, I think there's some upside in this pick of going with Oakland. So, folks, that's my picks for this weekend. As always, we thank you for checking us out here on the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix, presented by Daily Joust. Please subscribe to us on iTunes and enjoy your weekend. We'll be back at it Monday, same time, same place, right here on Roto Grinders. Best of luck and talk to you then.